Day another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. I'm spending more time on TikTok just because we're getting so many more views over there than we get podcast listens that it's not even close. You know, it's total traffic riot over on TikTok at the moment. Over 37, actually nearing 38,000 followers right now. Typical video is anywhere between 10,000 to a few hundred thousand views. So anyway, I just thought I'd do a quick update episode. BlackRock has partnered with Coinbase, as hard as that may sound, you know, as weird as that may sound to believe that. BlackRock, which just months ago was trying to cave in our precious crypto, now they've partnered with Coinbase to offer their largest institutional clients an easy on-ramp to buying Bitcoin and other leading cryptos such as Ether. What a difference a few months makes. And does this get Larry Fink off our shit list? Sort of. You know, much like law enforcement, we don't have unlimited resources. Don't have unlimited resources, and ultimately, if the guy's gonna, you know, if he's gonna capitulate and admit that we have the better money, that crypto is genuinely a better money system and a better invention than fiat, if he's willing to take that leap, then sure, we'll shelve the kind of adversarial journalism that was in store for Fink and his firm BlackRock, because this deal with Coinbase is pretty cool. So, other than that, where else have we been vindicated? Monkeypox, which in my newsletter I've been saying for months could become an issue. Monkeypox now a federal emergency at the nationwide level. No longer just limited to New York City or the state of Illinois or some places in California. Now it's a nationwide national emergency. And hopefully there won't be lockdowns, but if there are, it'll be good for crypto. You'll have the whole world stuck at home with little to speculate on, aside from BlackRock's newest bride, cryptocurrency. So anyway, just thought I would update you guys. Incredible news, but it's really not. You know, research is discipline. It's like they said Bitcoin was garbage. It wasn't garbage 3 months ago. It's not garbage now. And that's it, everybody. Stay tuned for more.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. Fulcrumnews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.